Hi guys, this is Paris, and today on Southern Beauty Queen, I'm going to be talking about whatever I feel like it, honestly. This is my first, I guess, segment or first time on a podcast, saying just, I just feel like me being on this and trying to just speak on things that have had an effect on my life and, you know, in the beauty world and just personal things that I honestly just want to know generally what everyone thinks. Like, it's just so hard to be in 2019, almost 20-year-old woman in the dating world. Like, it is the worst thing possible. Like, I'm a big romantic. And I grew up listening to love songs, R&B. I've been obsessed with Disney movies. I mean, who doesn't appreciate a good romance story cartoon? Like, come on now. Like, The Little Mermaid was amazing. Prince Eric is my bae. Nobody can take him from me. But, like, Disney has literally been the root and just my roots and relationships. Like, that's what gave me expectations of a relationship. And to say that that also has given me a bad outlook on relationships, it's so crazy. Like, the standards for, you know, Disney is that someone's supposed to save you. Some male, or, you know, specifically some significant other is supposed to save you from your problems. And it took me so long to grasp that. It really did. Like, the whole, I guess you could say, a mindset of being a young girl, thinking that that's the only way, and then to grow up in this day and age, learning that no one's gonna save you but yourself is really, I guess you could say, eye-opening and mind-changing. It develops you into a different perspective. Like, I was in a really, I guess you could say, messed up relationship for a really long time. And for that, it's completely changed my outlook on people in general, which I shouldn't have let it, you know, completely consume me, but it has. So, like, if someone were to say that you felt like your heart was completely with someone and you felt like they were your everything and you couldn't live without them for almost 6 years, and then all of a sudden all these secrets, this darkness and this heartbreak and this, all these lies just start coming to surface, and you don't know if what you were feeling was true. Like, love is a serious thing. Love is one of the strongest things out in this world. Like, it's just, like, generally love is just one of the most powerful things. And to say that I loved someone was, and it still is, you know, something I don't regret. Like, regretting being in love with someone for so long, it's just like you're regretting, you know, feeling something. And I felt something. I generally felt something with him. And as much as the people around me were telling me that, oh no, he's not for you, oh no, you shouldn't be with him, oh no, he's using you, this and that, it was hard for me to sit there and accept for the fact or learn that there was things that I didn't know or I didn't understand. So basically, I'm gonna start off with my story since I wanna share my lovely romance story here. I'm going to speak on, I'm not going to say his name, I don't need any issues, but for right now, we're going to call him Olaf. Yeah, I'm going to just say Olaf since we're speaking on it. Okay, so I met Olaf when I was 13 years old, and we were at that time in our sixth grade, almost going to seventh grade year. And it was just, to say the least, it was just a friendship at the beginning. Like, you know how you're really young and, you know, you just want to be popular and going off to do his hormone changes and everything else. I liked him, but he didn't know at first. So it was just a really, really hard time to just, you know, battle those feelings, because I didn't understand what I was feeling. I didn't even understand half the stuff I was thinking about during school. Like, I didn't understand the math, I didn't understand the reading, and I didn't understand what I was feeling for him. So at that time, we were just friends, you know, going through seventh grade year. We were really cool, we were cordial, always hung out, talked about stupid stuff. I watched him hang out with his friends doing stupid stuff. It was just generally a good, like, friendship at first. And then we get to the end of seventh grade year, and things, I guess you could say, started changing. And at that time, people around me at my school were dating already and had, like, boyfriends. And I was just like, okay, whatever, that's cool. You can have a boyfriend, sure, that's fine. And my best friend at the time had a boyfriend. And I was just, I was happy for her. Like, I genuinely was not upset. I was just like, okay, cool. Like, I just didn't see that entailing for me to have one at any, in any shape or form. But me getting into seventh grade, the end of seventh grade year, and finding out that his feelings were growing for me was just a lie. Like, I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that someone liked me at first. And I was happy, but I was also scared. And so for that whole second semester, I didn't act upon anything. I didn't talk. I just wanted to stay friends. I couldn't grasp the fact that someone liked me. But he took the initiative and was moving forward with, you know, hugging and holding hands and talking and calling me his girlfriend. And I didn't know what to do. So I was like, you know what? I shouldn't be scared of feeling love, even if it is at a young age. People think nowadays that having love at a young age doesn't exist, that it's stupid. At that time, everyone was just like, oh my gosh, you can never be in love that young. But I think I was. I know in my heart and soul that I really was, because when I felt that connection with him, it was just like, he was my best friend. He literally was my best friend at that point. And I feel like because we made it so difficult at a young age, and we were really, really young, we didn't know how to deal with those emotions. And to sit there and just think that it was just something that I thought was going to blossom into something amazing. I dreamt so many nights of what the future would look like with him. And I just don't even get why we build these images in our heads of relationships and what we want to expect or what we want them to be like. And we were never told the real truth about being in a relationship with someone. I wasn't told the real truth being about in a relationship. My entire life, I've never had a perfect relationship role model. My families are, to say the least, a mess on both ends. And it's just, for me, wanting a perfect relationship was what I wanted deep within my heart. But I didn't know that perfect relationships don't exactly exist. So back to what I was saying is that he wanted to move forward. So I finally got the courage to get up and talk to him and, you know, explore what a relationship with him would be like. In eighth grade year, it got really, really, not really serious, but just it was moving towards a something I thought was going to be amazing, because there was no problems. We never fought. We never had issues. But then again, I didn't realize that it was just really, truly that little moment and spark I had was only just going to sit there. Like that true, true happiness was only going to stay in that year. Because for high school, we got separated from middle schools, of course. So we were at different high schools. I was at one end and he was on another one, which was super, super, super far. Well, not super far, but more, you know, I didn't have the resources or the reliability to get there. But I just was hurting, and so he tried to make it seem like that he was in it as well. And so for 2 years, we were on and off, on and off, on and off through high school for freshman and sophomore year, texting and Skyping and calling. And I, for the longest, genuinely thought that he was the one for me. Like, I thought that, you know, this person's showing so much interest in me, and I'm feeling so much interest in him and his life and what he likes, what he wants to do. And I feel so like I'm supportive, and I just really thought I was putting every fiber of my being into that relationship. And then junior year comes, and we get into this really heated argument over God knows what. And at that time, my best friend was telling me, like, at that point, like, I shouldn't be with him. Like, it's just getting to the point where now it just seems like he's playing a game. Like, who doesn't want to, you know, talk to you and this and that. And I was really, really hurt by the fact that when we had stopped talking for, like, maybe almost a month, I think I could say almost a month, it was just really, really heartbreaking when I get a message from some other girl telling me that, you know, I need to stay away from her boyfriend. And I just thought in that moment that us not talking was because he was mad at something I had no control over. And for personal reasons, I'm not even gonna address that, but I just thought that it was just so stupid to sit there and, you know, not talk. So when I tried talking to him, I found out that he had got a girlfriend at his high school. And it really hurt me at first, because I thought that, you know, when you go on a break, you're supposed to, you know, work through yourself and then go back to being with, you know, the person that you wanted to be with. And I was just really, 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 really hurt in that fact. And I had to sit here and look humiliated in front of everyone who knew, because everyone I was in school with knew about me and him, the people I was close to knew of him. It was just really embarrassing to sit there and feel that pain and feel like I was just useless. Like, I felt like I was tossed to the side. Then after that, we somehow managed to fix it and talk for a little bit more, and he was, you know, feeding into me again. And then all of a sudden, he ghosted me. And I took, for the first time, I took that as, you know what, he's just not really into me. He just doesn't care. So I guess I just have to live my life and keep going. And when I finished senior year, it was we didn't talk from the middle of junior year all the way to the end of senior year. So that was almost a year and a half. But we didn't talk for so long. And for me, that entire year, I didn't date anyone. I didn't have interest in anyone. I couldn't see myself being with anyone. I mean, I had a crush. I won't say his name either, but I really had a crush on someone, but that was it. And he had a girlfriend at the time, and we were just friends. So I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to date anyone because there's just no way that someone would genuinely show me interest the way that I remember him, my ex, showing interest in me. Like, that's what I expected for the next guy. If there was going to be a next guy, that's what I expected for the next guy to do, show interest and take initiative themselves. And that never happened. So end of senior year, we graduate high school, and looking on to the next few years, I'm thinking, okay, now I've broken the chains of school, so now I need to look forward to my future and what's hold. Right now, almost 2 years since I've graduated high school, and the first year was where I was still trying to figure out genuinely what I wanted to do, and I was going through, you know, my first job and going through, what's that called? I forgot. I was going through like a genuine job, my first job, and trying to balance my job with school. And it was really, really difficult for me. Not only that, but because of personal family reasons, which I can totally gonna talk about one of these days, but it's just like the personal family issues were conflicting with that, so I had dropped out of college. And I was just working. And when I was just working, I had my own car. I was, you know, working and hanging out with my best friend, doing things. And then my ex decides he wants to show back up and talk to me. And of course, being the person that I am, I'm super forgiving, and I let him back in again. And this time it got really, 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 it was really different. That it was so much more different than it was when we were first, you know, together, or, you know, seeing each other here and there throughout high school, or just even talking on, you know, video chat. It was really different because I felt like that was our chance. That was our literal given chance to see where we were gonna go, because we've been talking and messing around for so long. I genuinely thought that there was something that was like it could have went in so many different ways, but sadly it didn't go the way that I hoped it did. He was constantly asking me to hang out with him, go over to his house, hang out with his friends, do this, do that. And of course, me being me, I gave into that. I was down to do anything and everything. Like, let's go to his house. Yes, let's do this. Let's hang out. Let's do this. Let's do that. And sadly, I have to admit that I am probably one of the saddest people in relationship-wise. Everybody I know has had their first kiss, like, when they were in middle school. I did not kiss this boy until I was 18 years old. So, 5 years. 5 whole years without kissing him, not once. And when I was 18, he did it himself and he kissed me. And at first, I didn't know that it happened. I thought it was, like, fake. I thought I, like, imagined it in my head, like, one of those, like, weird movie scenes. I was like, that didn't happen. no, it didn't. Y'all's funny. That did not happen. And he looks at me like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if that just happened. I don't know if I'm okay. Are you sure I'm okay? Are you okay? Like, it was just a whole situation of not understanding the first time. And then when it happened again, then I knew. Then it confirmed in my head that the first time did happen. And I'm not ashamed of saying that I was 18 when I got my first kiss. I'm not upset about it. I'm not hurt about it. I'm not hurt to say that I'm still at almost 20 years old a virgin. I didn't do anything with him, and I look at that now and I see that that's also one of the reasons why we fell apart completely. To this day, we completely fell apart because I was holding on to something that I was taught my entire life, and I was standing by it because I felt like that's what I needed to do to be a part. I'm born and raised a Christian, and growing up, people always told me, you know, save yourself from marriage, don't, you know, go out on a limb. Both my grandmothers had kids at a young age. They were both 16, and my mom luckily didn't have a kid at a young age. She was 24 when she had me, but my aunt had her first kid when she was 17. It was just generally around me, everyone was having kids at a young age because that. So in my mind, I thought that saving myself was way better than anything, and I stuck by that through everything, and I still kind of stick by that. And for the longest, I felt so ashamed of it because of him, because he always was, you know, pushing and trying to convince me that it's okay, you know, to go against what you feel is comfortable, or try to push me out of my comfort zone in that aspect. But I see it as, in my heart, I just didn't genuinely didn't want to with him. And I didn't take that sign when I first, you know, came about it. I didn't take that sign and see that, wow, this is just genuinely me filling a hole in my heart with him, not me wanting to pursue something, because I know that intimacy is a really major part in a relationship, but I couldn't break those barriers with him because he was my best friend at first, and I felt like that was so wrong. And being raised in that way, it was the worst thing to me. And so me preventing, you know, more levels into our relationship was also tearing us apart. Now, when I finally got to the point in the first year that we were talking before we officially broke up, was where I decided to not let myself and my fear hold me back. I was doing things with him that were, as you can say, in the sexual aspect, and you can, you know, create whatever you want in your head, but it wasn't actual sex. It was a different kind of sex, but it wasn't actual sex. And I took that and thought that if I was capable of doing that, then, you know, maybe down the road I can, you know, move forward with that. And I guess as the months grow on of just here and there doing that, it messed me up. And I felt like, because I felt so, not even pressured, but so lost in that relationship, so willing to do anything to fight for him, so willing to put everything on the line just so that relationship could work out. And he was literally I had like a 2 second boyfriend before I ever was with this guy. He was literally 2 second boyfriend. I knew him for a week. We started dating, and then I was like, okay, he moved. But this guy, Olaf or whatnot, this guy, he was my first boyfriend, and that was for so many years. And I literally thought that he was going to be my forever. But obviously that came tumbling down after the fact that I refused to be more intimate than what I already was. And I see that now. And I was very closed off, and I was really bad at communicating with him. I was just not down to talk about things. I was just done with, you know, trying to see how he couldn't see who I already am and trying to change me, because I felt like I was refusing because I felt like he was trying to change who I am and push me to things that I didn't want to be a part of. And so when I sat there and I was just really, really heartbroken at the fact that I have to think about where I wanted our relationship to go, because I didn't know if I wanted to be with him anymore, because my feelings were starting to disappear. And I didn't say anything to him, nor did I say anything to anybody who knew about it. And I know this story about me and him in the past year and 2 years now, it's going to be a shocker to a lot of people that I know who might listen to this and know that, you know, I was keeping secrets. I saw him in secret so many times after I told my friends that I first initially broke up with him. And I was always sneaking around going to see him because I was holding on to that one piece of what I thought was one piece of our relationship. I just was really holding on to it so much. I snuck around. I lied to my mom. I was driving to his house. I would stay at his house for hours and then come back home saying I was at my best friend's house. I was doing all kinds of stuff, and it was only hurting me because I kept, every time I did it, I thought, wow, like, I have to be in secret with him again, because I wasn't allowed to date until I was 16. And we were on and off since I was 13. So I was like, wow, you know, we're in secret again. This is just, I don't want it anymore. Like, I don't want to sit here and hide someone I care about in secret anymore. And I had to constantly hide our relationship. I had to constantly hide that I was around him. My mom knew of him, but she didn't know him because he refused to ever want to come around. I invited him to many of things that I had. I invited him to family functions. I even invited him to my graduation party, and it was like he was not willing to be a part of that. So that should have been my second sign. That literally should have been my second sign of, this may not be what you think it is, and this may not be the relationship you need to be in. And when that finally clicked, it was probably when the second to last time I saw him, and I knew my heart wasn't in it anymore. When I knew that I couldn't keep putting myself through all that emotional damage of being with someone who doesn't seem like they care anymore. He constantly kept telling me that, oh, I love you, this and that. And I, for the longest, believed it. And then, this is gonna be the craziest part, but I found out one day, probably after the last time I saw him, I found out that he had a girlfriend after we graduated high school. That was the time where I thought we could start over, and he told me that we could. But come to find out, almost 8 months afterwards, 8 months, I thought I was with this boy for 8 months in a relationship. And then come to find out, 8 months after, he had a whole girlfriend he was dating. And I was his apparently side piece. And I kid you not, that destroyed me for so long. I was so hurt. Like, I really thought, like, oh, this was a chance to move forward. And he had a whole girlfriend. And I didn't say anything. He probably knew. The way I found out was on Instagram, because I followed him on Instagram. And me being the person I am, I'm very nosy. As a woman, we're very nosy with people we care about. And so, you know, as a girl, I was snooping on Instagram, and I was scrolling through the comments on his pictures, and I was looking, and one of his recent posts I liked, and then I looked at the comments, and it was some girl who said, "Love you, babe," and he's like, "Love you too," and I was like, Wait, pause, hold up, like, my heart stopped. I was like, pause, whoa, who's playing games here? Like, I'm not okay with this. And I go and I look, and it's some girl who posted a picture of him on his birthday, having this whole, like, spiel of why she loves him, and he's met her family, he's done all these things with her, he's doing all this, and I'm over here crying because he wouldn't want to do that with me. I'm hurt, and that literally ripped my heart to shreds. I was just so done. Like, I was so done. I was like, yeah, this is confirming that he is completely not the person I thought he was. He is completely thinking he's a full-time player. He thinks he's, you know, getting it where he wants to get it, and it's easy. And then I realized he was holding on to me because I wasn't letting go, and it was easy for him. If he needed something, I was there. If he felt like he, you know, was just lonely, I was there. I was his, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what that word would mean, but I was just constantly there for him. And come to find out, I was his high piece. When I found that out, I was so done. I didn't, you know, comment or anything. The only way I knew what to do at that moment when I found out about his girlfriend, all I did was follow her. I didn't say anything to her. I followed her thinking I should DM her and tell her all the things that he's been doing and this and that. But I was like, but that's gonna hurt somebody else. So you know what? I'm gonna take the initiative, and I'm just gonna follow her and leave it at that. And when he figures out that I followed her and I know who she is, he's gonna be the one to having to deal with that problem, because it's not right to me and it's not right to her that he was playing those games. So after the fact that I followed her, he blocks me completely off of every social media, off of everything. I don't hear from him for 4 months. 4 months. And I was like, yeah, you got caught, dude. You really got caught in all the lies and the pain that you've caused people. And I was like, and next time I see you, I'm not taking you back. I'm not gonna feed into that anymore. I have to grow apart from you for me to, you know, rebuild myself up from the damage you've caused. And so after that, he messages me one day after 4 months or whatnot. It was just a random day, and he messages me, "Oh, before you say anything, I'm single now." I was like, okay, that's a you problem. Like, I never genuinely thought, like, oh wow, he's single, yay, time for me to get back, you know, to that point with him. Like, ooh. After that, I was just emotionally dead to within our relationship. Like, I was not looking to be with him. I was not looking to really even talk to him. And he kept talking, and he figured out a way to try to squeeze back in one last time. And he was talking about how he was lost within himself and was hurt and needed somebody to talk to and whatnot. And, oh, we're just friends. I was like, I don't see how we can be friends after what you just did to me. But me being a nice person, I was like, you know what? I'll be nice. And being the bigger person, I was talking and being friendly. And then I stupidly fell back into the loop. But this time it wasn't like, ooh, I'm in love with him. I didn't feel anything. I was just there because I wanted someone to be there for me. I fell right back into the pattern of what we were doing 8 months before. But it was just so deadening. And right now in this day and age in relationships, we're getting taught crazy things. We were growing up seeing crazy things. We were feeling emotions and whatnot. But I just think it's hard as a woman now to be on the dating scene. Like, guys think nowadays it's okay to cheat. It's okay to play people. Like, it's not okay. Like, you wouldn't wish that. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Like, that is literally the worst feeling in the world, when you were really feeling someone or you were really in love with someone. Someone crushing your soul. Like, that is something that can never be fixed, that can never change. Like, you ruined that person's perspective on you. You ruined it completely. Now you don't look like an angel. You don't look like someone who's deserving of someone's love. You look like someone who shouldn't be there, who shouldn't, you know, even deserve to feel anything anymore or have that love given to them. Like, it's just, it's disgusting nowadays to see that this is what all men, all millennial men nowadays do. And it scares me every day because I see the way people around me are dating and partying and everything. And I look at me and I don't want to do that because I'm already so hurt, so scarred by guys, you know, cheating and scarring and, you know, calling me names because they like me. Like, that's gonna make anything better. And it's scary. And honestly, I can say from him, from Olaf ever, you know, doing everything he did, us being the way that we were, I can say that he was my lesson in life. My first real relationship lesson was that my fear got the best of me. My mind got the best of me. These stereotypes got the best of me. It was just so much I didn't know that I know now, that I'm happy I grew from. I don't regret ever dating him. I don't regret ever loving him. I don't regret any of that. I do regret, you know, putting myself in that space constantly, because there was way more than just, you know, that going on in someone's life, and he didn't even want to know what was going on in my life constantly. If I told him, it was just like, oh dang, you know, whatever. And I didn't see that. And now I know, when I look into the future and I see exactly the person that I want for me, when I look into the future, it's crazy. When I look, I'm like, all I know is that I just want someone who would genuinely care. And I'm scared. I can honestly say that I am scared for the future of love and relationships, because now it feels like this day and age, we're just going to be with people just to have kids and call it a day. I like, at the end of the day, we're just going to have baby mamas and baby daddies. And that's it. No one's genuinely going to be looking for love anymore. No one's going to look and feel like I genuinely can love this person for the rest of my life. And I hear relationship stories left and right from people I know and care about constantly. My best friend has been through more than enough, you know, relationship trauma and whatnot. And I'm not going to tell her story because that's her story to tell. But she's been through enough, and that also taught me more in relationship aspect that I don't, you know, want to foresee in my future. I don't want to go through that. But it may happen because that's the way everyone's mindset is now. No one's genuinely looking for someone that they can truly love and truly connect with and would never hurt. Everyone's so willing to look at the next person that walks by them while they're in a relationship and decide that, you know what, I just don't feel it, so I'm gonna just go, I don't know why I cheated, or I'm gonna just cheat and, you know, see if I can get away with it. I'm gonna have a side piece, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Like, I just don't get that mindset concept, and I don't understand. But it's just crazy. But that's literally my traumatic relationship story. To me, it's traumatic. Most people don't think it is. Most people's like, oh, that's just a little weak, you know. But I can say that for me, living in my shoes, that was one of the most difficult things I've gone through. And then the last time we talked, or not even talked, he tried to call me out, and I was just not with it. I just want to find respectable people. I want people to respect other people. And my message today is that if you can't love yourself, what's the point of trying to love someone else? What's the point of putting someone else through that pain because you can't figure out that you haven't loved yourself yet? Because if you loved yourself, you wouldn't want to hurt somebody else. You wouldn't want to put somebody else in that position. So just learn to love yourself. It's something that may take longer time than it takes for other people. Some people may take years to figure out who they are and to love and accept them, themselves. But other people, it may take an instant. It may click in your head as I'm talking about it now that I love myself, and it took me 4 years to realize that I love me. I love the person I am and the decisions I've made, and I love what I love genuinely. Like, I love the things and my hobbies. I just love everything. So that's my relationship podcast for today. This is Southern Beauty Queen signing out. See you guys.